This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Trial of Karen Reed continues onward and forward with a lot more questions. Joining me to discuss, Bob Motta, defense attorney, host of the podcast, Defense Diaries. All right. It's been another week. It's like about 2 weeks since we last talked about a lot of this. Yeah. Give me your thoughts on where this is going and where it's all standing for Karen right now.
Well, I know you were on a well-deserved vacation, so I don't know how much you were looking or not looking at the trial, but
I've caught myself up. I watched court TV all day through delays in airports. So,
you missed Proctor and I'm sure you caught up with that. That thing was something else.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I'm at with it right now. And I think that this might, as we are recording right now, the very last witness for the Commonwealth is on the stand. Mm-hmm. I think Ali's 10 minutes away from ending his case in chief. And I have to tell you, I don't think that they've proven anything.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised what Judge Bev should do. They will make their motion for a directed verdict. The defense, an oral motion, and she's got to view it in the light most favorable to the people, to the state. Even in those circumstances, they have not offered one iota of proof as to intent, mm-hmm. which is a requirement for the second degree murder. I think she should. I don't think she will. I think she should be dismissing or finding him not guilty on that charge, mm-hmm. right there after the case in chief, without the defense having to even defend it. But I think that the manslaughter will survive. I think that she'll think that there's enough there just because of the taillight. The taillight is their entire case.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if you were able to watch Trooper Paul.
Yes. Yeah. That was painful, but yes.
Oh my God, dude. I've never seen an expert, and I'm using air quotes for that if you're listening instead of watching, an expert like that before. I mean, that guy, Lally, should never ever have put him on the stand. He just wasn't capable of answering any questions. It was painful. It was painful to watch.
What were they thinking? I mean, you have to have some idea of who you're bringing on the stand. And either this guy was having a nervous breakdown or something in the middle of it, or I don't know. I just don't know how you think that, or anyone would think, I know you don't think, but how anyone would think that he was going to be a good expert witness, especially what he was testifying to. That was some of the most important testimony of the trial, and you got someone up there who couldn't complete a sentence sometimes.
Oh my God, dude. Exactly. Exactly. Like, he prepped him. He knew, like, Lally knew. I put that 100% on Lally.
Yeah.
If they can't get this case to where they want it to be, which is a guilty verdict on one of the counts, it's Lally. Like that, like you nailed it. That guy was their entire theory of the case. He was the accident reconstruction guy that was supposed to give the jury some kind of inkling as to what the theory of the Commonwealth was. And he just could not do it. And the thing that he came up with the pirouetting and the side swipe, like, was insane. It made zero sense. You know, the projecting 15, 30, whatever it is.
Yeah.
However many feet he has John O'Keefe projecting after bouncing off the curb.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the whole thing was just unbelievable. And he had no science behind it. I mean, Jackson just undressed him.
He did.
In terms of his lack of education, he's not trained properly. That's not the kind of expert in a case like this that you need to put on in order to convince a jury. Our theory is right, and this is why it's right. And listen to this guy who knows more than all of us about this.
Yeah.
He wasn't that guy.
It reminded me, it was worse then, because I thought one of the worst witnesses that we've seen in the last year or so was the cell phone expert. And I was that in Alec Murdaugh, where he's like, what'd you do? I tossed it on the ground. it was like, what?
Flipping.
Yeah, I was flipping it around. Yeah. And like, what? Who is this? This was worse. Yeah. This was so painful to watch. And I feel bad for the guy because there's something going on there. But my God, I mean, this is such an important part of this case. And a lot of times you have expert witnesses that go up there and they take control and they kind of make sense of everything. It's not someone, it's not the attorneys, it's not the defense attorneys, it's not the state. It's just someone to kind of come in unbiased and go, here's what we looked at and this is facts.
Right.
He had no confidence behind anything he was saying. Yeah.
He couldn't do it. And I have to be honest, like where that immediately put my brain, because look, from the defense side of it, we're having to hire experts, mm-hmm. right? Like, and that's not to say that the state doesn't hire experts as well. They do all the time. They did in this case. You know, I mean, Ian Whiffen, who was their cell phone expert, he was a hired gun. You know, he didn't work for them. He mm-hmm. worked for Cellebrite. So, you know, but what it made me think immediately is that they could not find an expert who would be willing to testify that John O'Keefe was hit by the vehicle.
Yeah. I mean,
they had 2 years to prep for this case to find, they know what their theory was. They've known it from 16 hours into the investigation when Proctor landed on the concept that Karen hit him. Mm-hmm. Like, so they've known all this time. And for that guy to be the guy that gets on the stand speaks volumes, because you knew that Lally had to have prepped him to mm-hmm. some extent. Like, hopefully. Look here, man, we're going to go through your report. You know, let me hear what you're, I'm going to ask you the questions. Let me hear what your answers are. He's hearing what this guy's saying. He knows that he's got Jackson. And the way that you attack experts is by first attacking their credentials. Mm-hmm. Always. It's like, it's the first thing they teach you in law school in terms of cross-examining experts. You attack the credentials, then you start attacking opinions that they may have made in other cases that are inconsistent or that were found to be not relevant and or not something that the jury should be able to rely on. And you go from there. And like, that's exactly what Jackson did. I mean, when you hear that this guy has an associate's degree, which is fine in normal life, but in terms of this guy being your expert witness against who we know to be two guys that were hired by the feds to look into this thing, you know, that's what's opposite you.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as they found out that the feds were investigating the investigation and they knew that they were looking into this, it was incumbent upon Lally to say, oh my God, I gotta up my game here. I can't go to the mat with this dude, because what's going to happen is exactly what happened, you know, and it torpedoed their case. Yeah. And now to cinch it all up is the fact that they now have their medical examiner, who's going to be their last witness, I believe, coming with an undetermined. Mm-hmm. And Tony, I've been watching her for an hour and a half, and she has not mentioned a motor vehicle or any kind of combination of words that would make the jury believe that John O'Keefe was struck by the vehicle. That was ultimately what caused the head injuries, you know, whether it be like she won't go there.
Yeah.
You can't get her to go there, and she's not going to go there. And she came back with undetermined as a cause of death, as opposed to a homicide. I mean, lay people, jurors are going to be like, their doctor didn't even say she was hit by a car. That's the way a normal person's going to think about mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be throwing medical terms around, and they're not going to give a shit about any of that. They're going to be like, their own doctor didn't say that she thought he was hit by a car. This thing, there's no way they're getting a conviction on this. No way.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.